The story is the one thing that we want to get away from here. The story is what's keeping you stuck.
Okay.
It's what's keeping it. If you want to change your life, you have to change your story. You have to change your story, and that's all it is. It's like, I mean, we can't go into, if we've got time left at the end, Bart, we'll unpack it a little bit more. We got a bunch of men here. We can't spend 30 minutes on one thing. So, but it's like yesterday, right? I mean, I won't give too much away, but we had a conversation, and you thought one thing was true at the beginning of the conversation, and at the end of the conversation, you realized that something else completely was true, and what you thought was true was actually not true at all, right? That's a fair, is that a fair summary of this, of the conversation?
Absolutely, absolutely.
And that's, it's your story that's keeping you in that, right? It's like, and that's all of it. It's like we're telling ourselves that we're making up a story about our situation, and then we're telling ourselves we're believing our own story. And this is why, the underlying principle here that we really want to pull out, like bringing it back to stuff that's usable for everyone, is when the attitude, your attitude is right, the facts don't matter. And part of that is true, like from a practical sense, is because what's keeping us where we are is our story. And what's keeping us in our story is what we perceive as facts. We perceive things as facts that are not facts. It's like, it's the story. I'll tell it very quickly because I've told it before, but it's the story of the man on the subway, right? Got three kids that are completely unruly, and passengers are getting more and more pissed off till finally someone comes up to the man and says, "Please, sir, get your kids under control. This is a public place and your kids are behaving very inappropriately." And the man goes, "Yeah, I'm really sorry. We've just come from the hospital. Like, they've just lost their mother. They don't really know how to deal with it. And to be honest with you, I don't really know how to deal with it either." And it's like, all of a sudden, the man's story changed, right? The passenger's story changed. The story that they told themselves through their own interpretation of the situation was this was just a negligent parent. And their whole reality was unfolding before them from the perspective of this is a negligent parent and he's not taking care of his children properly. That was a story that they created through an interpretation that created a reality for them. In the snap of a finger, can you see how the story changed for all of those people on that subway? And then all of a sudden, anger went to compassion, frustration went to helpfulness. That the once they got the facts or more of the facts, their story changed, which changed their attitude towards the situation, which changed the situation. And we're all stuck in a story. We're all stuck in a story. And as in that subway example, their story was incorrect. Or partially incorrect. Yeah, maybe he was still a negligent parent, and maybe those kids should be behaving better. That might be true, but adding more information to the story allows the story to change, which changes the reality. And that's where a lot of us find ourselves. We're going, well, this is a fact. This is a fact. This is a fact. No, that's your interpretation of the situation. And how many times of we held things to be the gospel truth, and it turns out that they're not. How many times have we changed our mind on something? How many times have we believed that we're absolutely right, and it turns out that we're wrong? All the time. So what we want to do here is just is like, well, what story are you telling yourself? You're telling yourself that your wife is driving this hard. Are you telling yourself that, you're an innocent victim? Are you telling yourself your wife's an innocent? There's all kinds of stories that can go on. And it's like, in order to change your situation physically, you have to change the story that you're telling yourself. And in order to change the story that you're telling yourself, you have to change the way that you're interpreting the information.